This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here this afternoon at H2 Oasis Float Center and Tea House. I'd like to say a special thank you to Deb Worthington and Christian McPherson and all the good folks here for allowing us to do this event. I also would like to say a very special thank you to Leah Odom, as she's the one that actually made the connection that made this possible. What I'd like to do is start out by introducing Master Sonic Alchemists and Sound Healing Instructors Jay Schwade and also Megan Ann Walker. Thank you all so much for being here today. I thought what I might do, I was anticipating originally just introducing everyone, but I thought what we might do is just go around and let everyone introduce themselves, if that's okay, and we'll kind of proceed from there. Sure, feel free to go ahead.
My name is Margie Alban.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Leah.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Nancy James.
Very good. Thank you all so much. I thought what we might do is, for the benefit of listeners who maybe have not experienced this or don't know anything about it, what I thought I would do is ask Jay and Megan if you all would like to maybe share just a little bit about sound healing and anything that you think it would be good for folks to know. Not to put you on the spot, but really just to share a little bit about this particular healing modality.
In the very beginning, before there was verbal language, there was sound. You know, and they would grunt, and they would make their rocks, and they put sticks together. And that was like the beginning of ceremony and ritual. Somebody's sick, they click on the rocks, they bang on the sticks. And so since the beginning of time, we've been using sound as a tool for healing. It wasn't until, about 500 or 600 years ago, maybe even longer than that, that they begin using the Tibetan bowls in India, in that region, to do sound healing, you know, with the Tibetan bowls being similar to the crystal singing bowls. And as we go further along, it was in the United States in the mid-1700s, they were doing concerts with the crystal goblets filled with water, and a great American inventor saw that, and he thought, there's gotta be a better way to do it, and he created this musical instrument called the glass harmonica. Glass harmonica was a series of singing bowls on a dowel with a foot pedal to spin it. As they were playing it, the composers of that era began writing pieces to play on the glass harmonica, but they found during and after these events there's outbreaks of mass hysteria, and because of the consciousness of that era, the glass harmonica was banned because it was causing mass hysteria and people were like losing it. Today we call it emotional release. So the history goes way to the beginning, but that was like one of the more profound areas for me was the glass harmonica. And it led into the 1900s when Albert Einstein was doing his research on the theories of relativity, and he found that all things have a vibrational frequency. And later in life, he wrote a family member a message saying that the highest vibration is love. From that, I took meaning of, if love is the highest vibration, then hate is the lowest. And if that's so, then joy is a higher vibration than grief. And if that's true, then honorability is a different vibration than deceit. And so I found that everything in our life experience is a vibration. You know, and so we found with the singing bowls that we can use this tool to shift the vibration and become the master of our experience instead of being mastered by our experience. So if you're not really happy being depressed and unemployed and broke, you recognize that as a vibration and you take the opportunity to change that vibration, which is what we do with the singing bowls.
The sounds and the vibrations help to release tension from our bodies, minds, and spirits. As we release the tension in our body, it helps the oxygen, energy, and blood to flow more freely throughout our physical vessel, and we can also clear out some of the energetic blockages, things that may be old emotions, traumas, things that have happened that really impacted our lives, but we might not always realize we're still holding on to those energies. By helping to release those old energies and emotions that no longer serve us, it makes space for us to be able to be more fully who we came here to be on Earth. For us to share our heart and our soul in a deeper and more profound way.
Thank you.
Megan and I have been traveling around the United States building teams of sound healers in every community that we go to. so that when we leave, that vibration not only stays, but is amplified tenfold. And so we have these four beautiful ladies that are part of the team of sound healers that'll be carrying on when we leave. So that's the magic that we bring forth. And as we look at them and as we prepare to go to our next destination, you know, our hearts are swollen with pride to see what we have sitting in front of us. And we're like, yay, this is amazing.
I like it. I like it. I thought what I might do too is ask if each of you, Jay and Megan, if you would like to share maybe just a little bit about how you got started in terms of working with this particular modality and anything you might want to share. Yeah.
I was taking a workshop in Big Sur, California at Esalen Institute. Esalen Institute is the birthplace for the Human Growth Potential Movement. And just recently, Ram Dass passed away, and he was actually beginning his spiritual journey at Esalen Institute. The workshop I took at Esalen Institute began with the tinctures. And it was a workshop on just general meditation and healing. And at the end of class every day, I'd sneak off into the corner with the tinctures. And I tripped out on the sound. The sound was amazing. A week later, I was in a New Age bookstore in Los Angeles, and I saw my first crystal bowl, and it said, crystal bowl, $189. And when I saw it, I thought, oh my God, why are these New Age people selling salad bowls for so much money just because it's made out of crystal? And I asked the lady, and she said, they're singing bowls. And when she struck the singing bowl, it brought me back to my mom and dad's crystal goblets that we lick our fingers and play it around the rim. And then it brought me back to the tinctures. So within a minute, I'm like, I gotta get me some bowls. Over the next 7 years, I played the singing bowls until on that tragic day of September 11, 2001, when I heard about what happened at Twin Towers, I recognized that the scales of light and dark had tilted into the darkness, and these singing crystal bowls would help to bring some light. So I committed to bringing the sound into my community just to send out some good vibrations, and that was the catapult that brought us here today. So, and here I am.
I started doing sound healing. I actually was taught by Jay and had a lot of trauma in my childhood, had a lot of things that were really challenging. And when I found the sound and vibration for the first time in my life, all of the noises and all of the pain really quieted. And I'd been working with Reiki and some other forms of holistic healing for a while, and I didn't see anything nearly as profound as when I began working with sound and vibration. So it really touched my heart to see how this modality helped me to heal my own traumas, to step out into the world and be able to share myself in a way that I never had done previously. I lived with so much fear and so much pain that I just couldn't get out of that. So this way, without even having to analyze and figure out each and every detail, the sound and vibration helped to release those traumas and the old energies that weren't really serving me, and allowed me to be able to be who I was, you know, to share the magic that each of us has within them. So I saw how it really touched my life, and that's why I'm so passionate about sharing it with others. I see not just in each student or each person that attends our events, but I see how it helps to shift the entire community and how communities are being built and strengthened through this form of healing. And I think in a time where there's so much divisiveness and separation in the world, it's really powerful to find a tool that helps bring community together.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. And I was going to ask you too, I know Jay, we talked a little bit before the interview, it would be very interesting. I would like to ask you a little bit about what you had mentioned in terms of the various, you know, as far as when you all take this out into the community, maybe in the different ways in which you all have shared this with different groups of people.
We've been bringing it to mental institutions. We've gone to places where there's hospice. We've gone to recovery centers. We've worked with groups of men and women who had just gotten out of prison. You know, we've gone to cancer treatment programs. You know, really, wherever we go to, we're called.
There's so much power in bringing the sound and vibration to the communities that really need to be uplifted. And this is a way that's, you know, not religious, but very spiritual, helping people to get in touch with themselves. And it doesn't have any kind of dogma or doctrine that needs to be associated with it. It's music, and music has always been used for healing. So this is just another way to connect music and healing into the communities that really need them. We had such a powerful experience here in Tulsa with the Women in Recovery program, when we brought the sound and vibration to their center, and they said the women just were absolutely blown away. And they were also surprised that it was one of their events where they had so many people that wanted to participate. Like, they were really excited about coming and receiving this service. Working with the Hope Stone Cancer Support Center in Bartlesville here was also a really powerful experience to be able to share with the caregivers, who the caregivers of cancer patients who go through so much themselves, as well as the cancer patients who are in treatment or in recovery.
And then I thought what we might do, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I thought it would be really neat to any of the students that would like to actually share a little bit about, and this is something maybe not in any particular order, but if any of you would like to maybe talk about how you discovered this, what it means to you, if it's changed you in any way, or how you've evolved, and we'll just kind of go from there. Yeah.
Well, I'm Nancy, and I took the original sound healing course. It's been almost 2 years ago now. And when I went into it, I really didn't know what to expect, but I had felt like I got some clues that I needed to go to this sound healing course. When I left, 4 days later, I felt like a totally different person. I didn't have all the worry and the self-doubt, and I just felt more confident in myself. I didn't have all those worries and fears hanging around, keeping me from being who I really wanted to be. And since I've taken the training, I've started doing sound baths down in my area, which is Tahlequah and Hulbert and Wagner, and I really enjoy it and get a lot out of it. I get just as much out of it as the people that come to my sound bath.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really a benefit too, because you don't even have to know what your emotional issues are. It just removes like the outer layer of the part that's bothering you the most. You just leave feeling better and happier. You don't even have to know what was causing you to feel bad. It just gets rid of it.
And I find it interesting too that I was listening to a teacher the other day talking about sometimes there's limits to what we can know, and sometimes healing can actually happen in spite of the fact that we don't know. Maybe in some cases, knowing can be an impediment to that healing.
Right.
And I didn't know if anyone else would like to share anything at all.
I would. I actually went to several of Nancy's sound baths before I actually went to the training, and she was like, "Oh, they're doing this training," and I didn't realize that they were here. And I had a really profound experience at her house. It touched me physically. I have an autoimmune disease, and it was just one of those things that it's kind of helped me along my journey with several other things, but it had such an impact for me that I wanted to be able to share that with others, so I wanted to learn. So that's why I got into the sound bowls, and I absolutely love it. And it's just like Nancy said, you feel just as much benefit, you know, doing it for others, you receive just as much. So it's just been profound, so I'm definitely like loving every minute of it, never looking back.
That's great. That's great.
Yes, absolutely a blessing for sure. So,
well, my name's Leah. I had originally discovered the sound healing when I went to a Reiki healing with Cheryl, who you've met with before and done an interview with. And you know, it all started with her putting a brass bowl on my belly and dinging it, and me feeling the changes inside of my body. And I was just kind of fascinated ever since then. I had seen Jay and Megan at an event at Energistic, and I'm like, what are these people doing? And it just kind of, it got my wheels turning, and I've made some huge life changes since getting incorporated in this, all for the better and the positive. It's kind of crazy how this stuff can just really change your thought patterns and for, you know, the positive, and help kind of melt away the negative. And
my experience has been pretty profound as well. I work with bands, so music I've always considered to be very therapeutic, healing, and very magical. And so it was my introduction to sound healing actually was through the Tsing Tzu Shills too. And it opened up my curiosity, and I wanted to like partake in it for years. And luckily, I met Jay and Megan, saw a flyer saying that they were training, introductory one, and then also advanced. And I was fortunate enough to be able to take both, and they were very special circumstances. It was a beautiful experience, and I feel like it really has expanded my heart, and I found it to be truly beautiful. So,
thank you so much. I appreciate that. And there again, I don't want to necessarily you know, put anyone in a position where you feel like you have to explain, you know, this from beginning to end. But it would be very interesting to hear just anything in terms of maybe what the learning process is. I don't know if there's a certain, you know, as far as when you're working with students, maybe how, you know, how kind of what the progression or how that starts, and anything you might want to share in terms of what you focus on. And...
Well, we're teaching very basic technique and how to actually play the bowls. We teach variations of speed, direction to have different effects. You know, you teach slow is more meditative and fast is more clearing of blockages. But you also have the perspective of the person that's receiving and the emotional implications. And so when we're playing and somebody covers up their ears, it means that the vibration is releasing something that they were never able to hear or didn't want to hear. Or maybe something that made them nauseous, or maybe something that, you know, they reached out for love and they failed and they end up with blockages in their arm. So we're playing bowls, you know, people are having pains in their body parts. So in the very beginning, we teach about how to play to create a flow of energy, but also how to understand what the flow of energy is creating. So we begin a foundation, and then we begin to learn how to pick up on the group energy and play for the group. Playing for a group of Hare Krishna is a very different energy than playing for a group of people who just got out of prison.
Oh, yeah.
So we learned how to pick up on the energy in the very beginning and how to transform that into the sound, the beat, the technique we use to play. You know, so that's in the very beginning. And then we go through a series of different types of experiences, meditations, you know, laying down mandalas, massage table treatments. So as we go through the training, we begin from very basic application, theory, philosophy, and technique into ceremony, ritual, and you know, holding the space for large groups of people.
Appreciate it. And then I was going to ask if anyone, you know, as far as any listeners are interested in actually participating in this or experiencing this, I don't know if you all would have any advice, maybe the best way for someone to put themselves in a position to do that. Or I don't know if there is one particular way that, you know, that the public can actually experience this, you know, in kind of a community type setting, or whether it's more of just working one-on-one with a healer.
There are lots of groups here in the Tulsa area that'll be doing events, some of the students that are here individually, as well as group events. And then they also do offer private sessions as well. So if people have, you know, something specific that they'd like to work and focus on, they can reach out to one of the local Tulsa practitioners here to be able to receive some specialized care and healing related to those issues. There are also group events that they have at places here like H2 Oasis and other healing centers in the area and in the surrounding towns and communities. If people are interested in learning more about training or want to learn how to play crystal singing bowls themselves, Jay and I are always honored to guide and assist people on that journey. They can always reach out to us at our website, www.healingcrystalbowls.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, at Octavial Repatterning. And if anybody does have any questions, we can also link our phone number, 1-928-241-0311. If anybody likes to reach out to any of the local people here in the Tulsa area, they can also provide their contact information.
Perfect. Very good. Very good. Well, I think what we might do... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, we're all on Facebook, and we're all doing live events.
Oh, okay.
So by connecting with us on Facebook, you know, you can find out when we're doing live events. And so even if you're in China, you can Zoom right into our live event and have a sound healing experience. So that's something that we're all doing.
Yeah. And I thought what we might do is I thought at this point I would actually kind of turn things over to you all and just really whatever you all feel moved to share, and we'll just kind of we'll kind of move in that direction. Oh, yeah. It doesn't, yeah, just anything. Yeah, sorry. No preconceived notion. Sorry. I was a little broad there. Sorry.
dolphin spirit who restores the enchantment. And as you breathe in deeply, breathing harmony and joy into every cell of your body. And with each breath that you exhale, visualize that same harmony and joy flowing to everybody, everywhere, with each breath, with each step. As you exhale, the next deep breath, beginning to wiggle your toes and fingers. As you return from the sacred journey into the vibrational frequency of sound, the healing. With the next deep breath, placing your hands over your heart and taking a moment of giving thankfulness to your heart for sharing its joy with you and carrying you on this journey. As you exhale, the next deep breath, slowly and gently beginning to raise your eyelids. Slowly and gently. The sound and the vibrations of the singing bowls restore harmony and balance to each and every cell, not only in our bodies, our homes, our working environments, our community, the air we breathe. We're also very thankful for you joining us here this evening. And we'd like to let you know that we'll be leaving contact information for each of us so you may contact us and to bring us to your community or to come to our communities. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
After doing hundreds of these interviews, this is the first time that I can truly say that I kind of stepped away from the microphone and just completely surrendered. And so that is paying homage to all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.